All right, well, let's go into it. Give me 2 seconds.
One.
To pay this bill.
What?
Yeah, I have to pay a bill before we can. Get ready for a podcast. Oh, wait, let me pay some bills.
Now, come on, baby, tell me who's the nerd. Nerd up, y'all.
N-E-R-D up. N-E-R-D up.
It's time for the Nerd Up Podcast, and here's your pod hosts, Guilty Wilson.
Nerd up.
Welcome to another episode of the Nerd Up Podcast. I'm Guilty Wilson, along with
Brett Hartman.
Brett's here to fill in the time, and again, it's time for him to nerd up. You may know from the crossover sports podcast. Is
that
correct?
That's right. What's up, nerds?
And how can people find your podcast?
You can go to the crossoversportspodcast.blogspot.com, or you can just look up the crossover sports podcast in Apple iTunes. If you have an iPhone. You can just go to the old podcast app, hit download. Hey, hit subscribe and share with your buddies if you like sports. Or even better, if you have a buddy that likes sports, let them know about the crossover. You know what I'm saying? Share the wealth.
That's what it's all about.
I let all my nerd friends know about the Nerd Up podcast.
You do. I even saw you wearing a Nerd Up t-shirt.
Dude, best merch in the game, Nerd Up. What's the website, Gil?
It's well,
you did it for me.
Go to nerduppodcast.com, and there's links to our Cafe Press and also our Buy My Tees. I think it might be Buy My Tees, but they're on the website. Get a link. Follow the links there, nerduppodcast.com. I wore mine to the cons, and everybody, you know, they said I look cool.
You do. I like your shirt.
That's it. So, all right, let's see here. We got some stuff to talk about.
We got stuff.
And I just had to, I mean, Comic-Con just got over with. Everybody's leaving. Everybody's going home. But, man, it was an exposure of a lot of nerd cool stuff. First of all, they had the Avengers. They had a trailer. It leaked. Bootleg copy leaked out on the internet. But it still looks awesome.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for the official one to be released. But in Avengers Infinity War, they're bringing everybody from the Marvel Universe, including Spider-Man. And it's funny because the reaction in the bootleg video is what's awesome about it. It's like when Spider-Man shows up, the crowd goes wild. Certain people show up, you know, everybody cheers.
Spoiler alert, you are staring at the back of a chick's head for... what would you say, a third of the screen?
Oh, at least.
Yeah, but you can see well enough, but you can tell it's a guy that wasn't, like, trying to get caught, you know, filming it on his phone.
Yeah, and didn't say, hey, move, I'm filming this.
Yeah, watch out. Just hits her in the back of the head.
That'd be terrible.
But it just still makes it interesting because they're bringing everything together, and I can't wait for the visual.
So talk about who's in it, because that was the big surprise to me.
Well, well, it wasn't a surprise to people that have watched every single one two or three times, like me.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's see here. Of course, Iron Man. Of course, now the opening is the Guardians of the Galaxy, and that's the one thing that's been, people have been waiting for the Guardians of the Galaxy to meet the Avengers.
Let me ask you this.
Because that's always a cool thing.
Did many people predict how good Chris Pratt would be to make that series such a great series?
And didn't he come straight from Parks and Recreation onto his first movie?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think he'd done other movies, but this was his first big one.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, all of a sudden, Chris Pratt couldn't do anything wrong.
Dude, he's great,
and
man.
And he's good. Yeah, absolutely. And the funny thing is, go back and watch those Parks and Recreation episodes.
Yeah, he's great on that.
Those are, it's a completely cool
character. I used to watch that shit. Yeah, absolutely. And even as his character developed, you know, later in the seasons, he was even better, man. Yeah. It was awesome.
And then he bumped. Now he can't do anything wrong.
He really can't. Because all right, so what else has he done besides Guardians?
Well, Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. Yep, that's it. So I knew that he did the voice to the Lego movie.
That's also big for him too. Yeah.
So he's been successful. He's on some big projects.
Yeah.
First Lego movie was great.
Do what?
First Lego movie was
great. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. With it had a cool story.
Yeah.
Going within the story, so.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
And at the end, it was father and son time. You know, it hits me.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, it does.
But, that was one of the cool ones. So he's done really well. And this whole Avengers and Guardians teaming up, that's going to be better for everyone all around, including Spider-Man. This guy, oh, man. And that's one thing I was like, if we have time, I'm going to talk about some movies that I saw recently. And
yes.
Spider-Man Homecoming is one of them. But, yeah, Infinity War coming out. I can't wait for that one. Another one. Okay, now let's talk about something that surprised me. You got Pacific Rim. Did you ever watch that movie? That's the one where they had the giant robots fighting the giant monsters?
No, I didn't. It's not. It's going to take a lot to get me to watch science fiction.
Uh-huh.
And this just didn't. do it. So I did not check in on the Pac Rim.
Well, see, that's one of my soft spots is kaiju movies, giant monster
kaiju
movies. Kaiju, yeah, Japanese giant monster movies.
Oh,
and that's what this was, an American version of you know, trying to create a kaiju movie. And I heard rumors at one point that that's going to be linked in with the Godzilla movies and stuff later on.
Yeah, because there's a new Godzilla coming out.
Yeah, well, there's Godzilla, and then they came out with Skull Island. And they're going to cross over now. They're going to get that King Kong versus Godzilla eventually.
Oh.
At the very end, you saw, and the, plus some other monsters coming up in the Godzilla. So, yeah, the new Godzilla movie.
That's which the is the newest one?
That was the latest one. That was John Goodman and Samuel L. Jackson.
That's right. That looked really good.
Well, Samuel L. Jackson makes anything really cool.
Yeah? Dude, I'm a big fan of John Goodman.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Like, okay, so I despise Roseanne. I'll watch some Roseanne, but I hate Roseanne. John Goodman was great in that.
Mm-hmm.
He was also very good in, obviously, The Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah.
The cult classic.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the movie Flight? Denzel Washington and him?
Yeah, I have.
Great character in that movie. The drug dealer, he played that fantastically.
No.
I'm a big fan of John Goodman. Does the B-Dubs commercials that we listen to all the time,
I know, right?
Here at work.
every weekend, the B-Dubs commercials with John Goodman. No, what was that? Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? In that movie. He was really cool in that, playing a Cyclops, so to speak.
He's a talented dude.
Yeah. So, but yeah, you gotta love these kaiju movies and Pacific Rim. If they do tie in Pacific Rim, that'd be cool. But if they don't, it's still cool to be us doing a cool movie that with different monsters. I mean, in Japan they had them all the time. They weren't related to Godzilla, so why not? So, but yeah, I'm ready to see that. Now the cool thing is, it's an extreme tease on this
teaser.
All it is talking about the robots. And treating it as like it's the army and you can join, and they're called the Jaeger Squad.
Okay.
And
but basically, you're operating a robot?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And it's
cool,
it's a military thing. And
like
so,
Transformers? No, not Transformers, but Power Rangers.
Kind of. Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what, if Jaegermeister doesn't jump on this, the Jaeger Squad, you know, come on. They got to do that. So that's Pacific Rim that's coming up. All right, Kingsman. Did you ever see the original Kingsman movie?
No. Also didn't grab me.
What? You're not like. Well, you like Quentin Tarantino movies?
Of course.
It's a lot like one of those. 100%. Okay. With some other stuff thrown in. Anyway, but it's based on a comic book.
I don't want to get sidetracked, but... Oh, he's doing the Manson movie. Tarantino.
Yeah.
We saw that on the other podcast.
Yep.
Yep.
You got to see it. It's kind of like a Tarantino movie mixed in with a James Bond.
Yeah, I was going to say James Bond.
You get a James Bond Tarantino mix. I mean, trust me. There's one scene in the original where they go to a church and he's... trying to catch some guy. Anyway, I'm trying not to give any spoilers, but basically...
Well, hold on. Hasn't this movie been out for like 3 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, spoil it up, Gil.
So he's in the church, and he's trying to find Samuel L. Jackson's character. He's got this thing in his brain that changes, that makes people go hyper-crazy. And in other words, like violent, super violent.
Okay.
And so this chip is activated. They're going to test it. And it's a Westboro Baptist Church type of church anyway. So
cult?
So it's like you really don't care what happens to these people anyway, but kind of. Anyway, they activate it, and the spy, the Kingsman, just goes ballistic. And it's just, I mean, so slow motion. First he doesn't have a gun, and he jabs a cross through someone, and then he beheads this woman. And I mean, it's bloody gore. It's really cool.
Okay.
So, and you're I was laughing the whole time this is going on.
As you do.
And it's like, and people are like looking at me funny, but it's like, you don't get it. It's like hyper violent. Never mind. So, but anyway.
Hyper violent,
yeah.
People.
Well, they got a new one coming out. It looks just as good as the first one. And I have a feeling that.
Yeah, so when I saw the Kingsman trailers, I was just thinking like the junior college version of 007.
Yeah.
Like,
nope.
You know what I'm saying? With kids.
Yeah, so it starts out kind of looking like that, and then it changes.
Because that's what the trailer made it appear, that he was trying out for this squad, and I was like, I'm good.
Well, that I blame the marketing on that one, I guess. Justice League, they came out with one. Justice League, that's in DC. That's when Batman, Wonder Woman.
I've not seen this trailer.
Cyborg, and you have not seen the
trailer. Let's check this out for sure. I've not seen Superman?
That's the rumors.
Oh, yeah. They brought him back to life.
So, yeah, Justice League. Well, what you want to see this?
So, yeah, I'm actually pretty interested. So, for me, what I'm probably going to have to do is go back and watch all the movies, though, to get myself ready for Justice League.
Well, really?
That is a big commitment. Maybe we should discuss the ones that I should get.
There's only one that you should get. And that's Wonder Woman.
Really? Yep. Out of all the...
Not those,
Batman versus Superman, so I know...
Okay, Batman versus Superman, yeah, but I don't want to put you through that torture, man. That's one of the world's worst movies ever.
I'm a Ben Affleck fan. That sucks.
So am I. I'm a huge Ben Affleck fan. And I'm a Batman fan. And no, it just wasn't... That movie just wasn't right. But they made it for it with Wonder Woman, and Wonder Woman's going to be... She's the force that one of the helps get everybody together. So, okay. We can do it.
But any of the other movies or no?
No.
Should I check out any of the Supermans? Or are they not even related?
They're not related. And none of the Batmans are related. Really? Yeah, none of the...
Just Batman versus Superman is related to this.
Yep.
So Batman versus Superman, Wonder Woman, and this movie are the three that are together right now.
Yeah.
There's nothing else with them?
Well, there is sort of with Suicide Squad.
Okay, cool.
I mean,
cool.
It's the same world, same comic universe, but
none of those guys will be in this.
Yeah, it's not a... I mean, Batman and Flash are in Suicide Squad, but, you know.
Different Flash, though.
No, it's the Flash that you see in the movie.
He was the Flash?
It's got me excited. I like the guy playing Aquaman. I mean, you're a Game of Thrones fan.
Yes, so I am also a big fan of Aquaman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a real big fan of the guy that's playing Aquaman in this movie.
Jason Momoa.
He was, I can't even think of his character's name. Oh, Khal Drogo in Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he's a monster. Like, this dude's physique is ridiculous.
Yeah. He'll be great. He'll be great at Aquaman.
Yeah, he looks pretty good in the trailer.
They put him in armor, though.
What, so he can have legs, man? He's got a fin down there, man. He's a mermaid.
No, he's not.
He's not a mermaid?
No, he's got legs.
He just changed
the king of Atlantis. Yeah, well, here's the deal.
That's cool, though.
The thing, I'd like to have seen them go back to the old 70s green tights and orange
top.
Like Under Armour
top.
Well,
he'd have to have blonde hair, too.
Oh, yeah.
Which he does have the blonde streaks in this.
Yeah, yep.
So, that's kinda
so
cool.
I wondered if they're eventually going to lead up to the point where, because in the series, Aquaman lost his hand and he has a hook on his hand.
Oh, shit. So we're going to also lose his hand in this movie.
Maybe. Spoiler. I don't know. I don't know if that's going to happen, but that's just what's something in the universe I'd like to see happen. But Justice League, I can't wait for it to come out, really.
For this trailer, though, what really stood out to you?
Let's see. The humor. It's one thing. Some of it was kind of dark humor, but there was a lot more humor in this than there have been. I mean, previous... They learned their lesson with Batman versus Superman when they realized nobody wants to be dark and gritty and, you know, it's got to have, I mean, it's a comic book.
Yeah.
It's got to have some humor. It's got to have some, you know, bright colors and, you know,
sure.
It's got to look good. And those others have been dark and moody and broody. So, and then they've learned the lesson. So I think they're trying to incorporate that more as the movies come out. So the humor in this one got me. What about you?
So Flash's line really stole the trailer for me.
Which one was that?
Where he was all scared. He's like, look, I just really ran fast and pushed people.
Yes.
And ran away or something like that. It's a great line. So I kind of have a Flash story for you.
Oh, yeah?
So for some reason growing up, I had like two or three comic books. One of them just so happened to be The Flash, and that was my favorite comic book ever. So I kind of always had a soft spot for Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I never really watched any cartoons, I had a minute or watched a Flash show or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were seniors in high school, for basketball games, we would always have like different themes for the people in the crowd. Like for the student section, we would have different themes. Like one night, you know, you make sure it's like a white out. Everybody had to wear white, or like you painted your face that night or something like that. Well, this night we were going to my squad. We were going to just wear Halloween costumes because it was close to Halloween night for the basketball game was on. It was a home game, so you always dress up for the home games. And so we went out and tried on Halloween costumes. We ended up at the Halloween costume store, and I just so happened to try on a Flash costume.
Mm-hmm.
Thing about this Flash costume was the only Flash costume that they had that was in my price range was a youth Flash costume, like extra large, so you could just see everything. And I actually ripped the costume I tried it on, so I was like, well, I'm getting that. So just put it back. And then we didn't end up actually wearing Halloween costumes to the game that night.
But
just a little Flash.
So you flashed in your Flash.
I flashed all my buddies. Dude, we were just walking around the store laughing because I kept the outfit on for like 10, 15 minutes while we looked for other costumes.
God.
You just see all my junk. It was awesome.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Lady at the store. No
Very super heroic too, by the way.
Yes.
Let's see. All right, another trailer came out. Stranger Things.
So I've not seen season one.
Oh, you're going to have to, that's for sure, before you go.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
But season two, holy cow. it's phenomenal. They really did a good job. Looks like it's going to be fun. Looks like it's still going to be the 80s thing going on. A little side story, they're going to be playing Dragon's Lair, an 80s video game where had live action. It was one of the first ones that had live action.
But they're playing it during the show?
Yeah.
They're using a storyline in it?
No, they're playing it. They're actually playing the video game there.
Okay, so this show is supposed to be based in the 80s.
Right.
I got you. Okay.
So in this Dragon's Lair, the animation, that you know, the live scenes, so to speak, the animation, the artwork for that was done by a friend of the podcast, Philo Barnhart.
Oh, very nice.
He is the one that created the Little Mermaid character. Yes, the Disney. He used to work for Disney. But anyway, he created that, and he should get proper credit for that now. But a friend of the podcast, we've interviewed him a couple times. He's done some nerd cons and stuff like that. And I got this really cool framed print of his. It's okay, now that Disney has adopted Star Wars into their fold.
Yeah.
Princess Leia is a princess, and
she's
all the
available.
Disney princesses. Yeah. So and what it is, he's got all the Disney princesses, you know, Cinderella from Sinbad, whatever. You know, I forget all the movies that they had. Anyway, every movie, all the princesses.
You can't name any princess besides Cinderella.
I'm not.
Wow.
Maybe Sleeping Beauty, Snow White.
Snow White, possibly. Let's see. Who's the one from Aladdin? Jasmine?
Aladdin was what I was thinking about. Jasmine.
Let's see. There's got to be one more.
Pocahontas is one of them.
Pocahontas, yep. Freaking.
And Daisy Duck.
Daisy Duck is not a princess.
Okay.
Solid try. Okay, well, go ahead, man.
So anyway, it's got those Disney princesses.
Yeah.
And then Princess Leia's coming in with R2-D2. And one of the princesses says... it's like, oh, here she is. And look, she brought the gun again.
Oh.
Because she's holding a blaster in her hand.
Oh, I got you.
See, they're all non-violent, see? But anyway, it's pretty humorous, and they got a signed print of that. By Philo Barnard.
I thought you were going to tell me they're going to make a new Disney cartoon out of Princess Leia.
They very well could.
They probably will, to be honest.
It's their money now.
When you were talking about her becoming a Disney princess, I was like, gee, she's available. That means they're going to make a new show.
You know, so anyway, so yeah, that's in the Stranger Things trailer. They're talking about 80s, of course, and then they got another monster. To me, it looks a lot like Cthulhu from H.P. Lovecraft stuff. And
Cthulhu, holler.
We'll see if he is the one. But anyway, another one, real quick, American Horror Story.
How
do you feel about clowns?
We should have ran through this. I'm not scared of clowns, but if any of them creepy clowns were ever like walking around my neighborhood or something like that, I would just fight them. Like, is there a new Lego movie coming out?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's actually a Ninjago movie.
Ninjago, but they're making a movie instead of just the TV series.
Yeah.
My son watches Ninjago.
So, American Horror Story. What'd you think?
That'll actually look pretty tight.
Creepy clowns.
I love that American Horror Story always changes their theme every year.
Yes.
My question is, just based off of that trailer, since we didn't see them, are the women going to be in that? Because you know it's always the same women somehow?
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to be in that.
I'm 99% sure, yes. Because at least most of them will be.
Look it up.
Okay.
All right, IMDb race. Here we go, guys. Boom, got it. Ha-ha. So.
Season 7.
Nope, different cast, bud. The lead is Frances Conroy and Lena Dunham. Yeah, but I'm talking like Kathy Bates, those ladies. Sarah Paulson. Mm-hmm. Kathy Bates, Jessica Lange, Angela Bassett. They're not in it. Crazy, right?
I heard Kathy Bates was going to be in it, but maybe I'm wrong. All right.
You got Swerve, pal.
Interesting.
So how do you feel about Lena Dunham? Have you seen any of her shit?
I never have. Haven't seen anything she's done.
She's interesting, man.
Is she? I've heard about her through all the way the media makes fun of her, and that's about all.
So she has a show on HBO called Girls.
Okay.
Good show. She writes it. She stars in it. You know, she's like one of the main characters, everything like that. This show is so good that I literally hate every character in the show except for like one or two. Okay. But I have still seen every episode.
Good, because you hate the
Because it arouses emotion from me.
Ah.
And I fucking hate all of the characters. But I still watch every episode of the show.
Cool. Okay. Yeah.
But she's a very controversial figure. Like, she's very right-wing or something like that. So she comes up. You'll see her tweets all the time. And it's just like, I don't know if I share that same... anyway, man.
I see. Okay. So, yeah. Well, it's going to be an interesting season. I mean, the creepy clown part alone got me. One of the other rumors that they're going to have, or that they're having, is the guy that, remember, I don't know if you saw in any of the previous seasons, but one of the seasons they had a freak show down in Florida. One of the characters was a murderous clown called Twisty. Mm-hmm. He, supposedly, they're tying him in with this, with all these clowns. Another one coming up is Ready Player One. I was watching this the trailer for this the other day when you were in here, and I don't know if you actually caught it, but I want you to see this.
Yeah, please.
And get your thoughts. I'm reading the book right now. I'm about halfway through the book, and I find out they're making a movie. I'm like, oh, how are they going to do that? Well, Ready Player One. Let me give you a little rundown of the book. It's set in the future, of course. And what happened is this guy, he is like a computer genius. He's created an alternate reality. And you know how everybody like right now lives on Facebook and on the internet?
Oh yeah.
Well, now it's even more so. Everyone in their home has this unit. There's no more television, stuff like that. They have this thing on their it's like a virtual reality system, and they get launched into this world. Everything they do is from there. Even go to school. Kids are going to school on online.
But they don't go anywhere. They just
they just sit there in their room with a headset on and you know, act out what they need to act out because they have gloves that goes with their motion. So, the guy that created this, bazillionaire, right? I mean, he's just created taken over the world, basically.
Oh, okay.
So, he dies, and he doesn't have an heir. And so, in his will, he leaves a set of riddles. And if you can solve the set of riddles, find the Easter eggs and throughout the oasis, then you will inherit everything he has.
Oh, so you just got to win the game.
Basically.
That's pretty cool.
And it's really cool because the other aspect is the guy that, he created this world, or these worlds, is a big 80s fan. He grew up in the 80s. So it's a very 80s-related movie because, if you saw the trailer, if you're looking close to the trailer, one of those, you see the spin out of the DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Oh, that's what that was.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then there's all sorts of hints here and there. It's, again, it's an 80s-based
I love it.
Thing. It's really,
I'm excited about this.
It sounds cool. I'm reading the book, and I'm like, you know, first of all, they make references to the 80s. You know, that's my teen years, and it's like, that was an interesting era. And all these little things they're bringing back, like Back to the Future, all those Brat Pack movies, you know, and video games at the time. Is like, so they're living this world within a world, and it gets weird. But anyway, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a good one. It's coming out. Now, the other, so you said... You're interested in it.
Yeah, I'm very down for Ready Player One. That looks legit as all hell.
Couple comments, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, one, if you don't ever have to leave your room and like that, this is what we talked about.
Yeah.
In the trailer, everybody that's in the Oasis, you know, as they get into those VR stations before mm-hmm. they actually enter the game,
mm-hmm.
these are all fit people. That's false. If it was really like that, you'd have a bunch of fat, out-of-shape...
Well, okay, first let me show you why you're wrong according to
the book. Uh-oh.
Now, first of all, when you saw him escaping out of his stack of trailers, one of the rooms that had the fat lady with the thing doing a pole dance, but she had the virtual reality visor on.
Okay.
You can see her in the window. Then, basically, those guys you see getting into those units,
uh-huh.
those are trained military to solve... They're hired by a corporation to solve the puzzles and get that bazillions of dollars.
Oh, okay.
So they're, so they're trained not just... But, yeah, so they cheat also, by the way.
Well, of course. They got the code.
They're the bad guys. So, yeah, so that's why they're fit.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is even just the regular old dude that hopped in there...
Well,
he was in shape. All the buddies around him, they were in shape.
That's
true. Or you never do the... Enter the game, there would be 20 of us in this building playing that game, would we? Because you can just do it from your house?
You do it from your house, yeah. Or you can do it from anywhere.
They would not be in shape.
Well, the one kid...
I can test.
I'm just going to tell you a couple of them. The first one, the one kid, mm-hmm. he lives in the stacks. It's the poor side of town. It's
yep.
basically trailers stacked on top. He has to climb up to his trailer. There's no elevators,
okay.
nothing like
okay.
that.
Okay, so if you live in the stacks, you got abs.
Not everybody, right. but because there's that fat lady doing the dance on the pole.
Pole.
So, but
I think your computer does that little warning.
They're showing that there's a little bit of both. And those guys, he's in shape because of that. I'm trying to think. There's another excuse for one of the characters. But they do show that, but you're right. It's like, there'd be more out of shape staying at home. I mean, everybody's got this Oasis, so... All right, so, I really can't wait to see it because of the fact that I'm just now almost, you know, done with the book. It's like,
so what made you read the book?
Well, my son and I, we subscribed to Loot Crate and Geek Fuel. And in Loot Crate, it was one of the things you get every month.
So shout out to Loot Crate for hooking my boy Gil T. Wilson up on that one. And guys, jump on that Loot Crate. Mention that you heard it on this podcast and get a special offer.
Yeah, man. Wow.
Boom, I need to get on a sponsored podcast, man.
You work advertising like you wouldn't believe.
Man, I just need to become a part of this podcast when you just need like a weekly deal.
Like the hype man in rap?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is when you do a very serious episode, like with reviewing a lot of nerd shit, like with your boys, Eric, Tim, your son, okay, that's a regular episode. But weekly, you get Bret Hartman and Gil Wilson, Gil educating Bret Hartman on how to become a nerd.
Uh-huh.
And maybe I convert. I'm just saying, these are ideas. I'm an ideas guy. I can do the ads. You know, whatever, bro, whatever.
I'm liking the idea. Okay.
I'm liking it more and more every day. NerdUpPodcast.com for all Nerd Up podcast gear.
And I will,
best gear in podcasts.
I will get you a contract written up. All right, so now the next trailer comes along.
And Thor.
Thor, Ragnarok. This one just...
I'm so glad you told me how to say that, because looking at that, I could not... I didn't even have a guess.
Ragnarok, yep.
Ragnarok.
And basically... This is the end of the world. This is what's going to... Actually, this movie is what's going to lead to, somehow, some way, Thor crash landing on the windshield of the Guardian ship.
Yes! So this is coming out before Avengers is.
Right.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
Lead up to that.
So I've not watched any of the Thors yet, so I'm excited to see this.
Ah, well, this is,
I like that guy, but I'm not...
Looks like it's going to be good. There are two different trailers. This is the second one out. The first one featured Led Zeppelin hard and heavy on the soundtrack.
Yeah, on the soundtrack,
like, really
sure.
Cool.
But this one's not going to happen.
Not that much. In fact, I don't remember any at all. But there's enough.
You looked at the soundtrack
going on.
So you do a lot of research on these movies, man. That's legit. I am a big movie soundtrack guy. Like
I like
a good soundtrack.
Well, before Marvel started putting those scenes at the end of the movies after the credits run, I used to be the last one out of the theater anyway because I watched the music. In fact, that's how I found out about those post-credit scenes. Nobody ever told me. I stick around for the music credits.
You just got lucky one day that there was... I got you, man.
But the music credits are always at the end.
What was the movie that I went and saw that you said there were seven scenes after the movie?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Hang around for those. I think I got two or three, and I was like, I'm sorry. I gotta get out of here.
But the movie wasn't over. The
movie was great, man, but I didn't have time.
All right, well,
Let's check out Thor.
Let's check out
Ragnarok.
Ragnarok. All right, so Thor Ragnarok, the second trailer's out. What do you think?
So I'm a big fan of that guy. What's his name? Do you know what his name is?
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth. Big fan of him. Big old jack dude. Like, you can't hate that physique. It's got the Hulk in it. Hulk is my favorite superhero. I said some stuff about the Flash earlier, but Hulk has always
Flash
been my
DC.
Dude.
Hulk will be your Marvel.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Good. So look at that. Not even crossed in breeds.
That's right.
Hulk is my dude. I actually once wore my Hulk Halloween costume to school, not on Halloween.
Oh. Well, were you an adult?
I was in first grade, so you couldn't see. No big deal. Still wearing tidy whities. But yeah, Hulk's always been my dude. He's my favorite ride at Universal Studios Orlando and their Islands of Adventure.
Uh-huh.
It's a great roller coaster. What I like about Islands of Adventure, and I was actually telling my buddy this the other day, is when you're waiting in line, there's a story about the roller coaster you're about to take a ride on.
Oh, is that right?
So it plays throughout your wait.
Oh, wow.
Nice way to waste some time.
Yeah.
You know, distracts you a little bit. It's actually pretty interesting. And the story they have for Hulk is very interesting. So it's pretty cool.
I never knew that. See, I've never been to Universal Studios.
Dude, definitely worth the go, man. I love going to Florida.
Thor Ragnarok.
Ragnarok.
Hulk, Thor, you can't go wrong with those guys. And the thing is, I mean, you just got to put it together that with the Guardians of the Galaxy, the Avengers Infinity War, first scene on the trailer there is Thor thumping on the windshield of that ship. It's amazing that how can you get from this really cool looking movie into that? So that's gonna be really cool.
That is pretty sweet that they're doing that. I do like that a lot. What I want to point out is, and this is something that I'm picking up on, so for all you nerds, don't, you know, hate tweet me. but basically in all of the movies like the Wonder Woman, or like, actually probably not Wonder Woman, but they get a group of buddies together to defeat, you know, one or two big bad guys.
Right.
I've noticed that. Somehow there's someone always joining them.
Right.
Which is kind of cool, but at the same time, it's like, I understand that Thor is going to be the main character of that movie.
Right.
And most likely the other bad guy, whoever that girl is, I don't know what her name is. Who is that? Ursula? Helena? Anyway, whoever the main bad guy is in the movie, she'll be the other main character.
Valkyrie.
Valkyrie!
So,
she's got a little crown.
Yep, so that, Valkyrie. In the, okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's just everything's going to be destroyed again, and that's what I don't understand. But then again, it is Valhalla. So, with Valhalla, they could rebuild themselves because it's like a magical kingdom. Where
always. You know, it's always magical.
So, there.
So, a lot of this comic book stuff is just blowing up worlds and
yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
They want to rule the world.
Especially the real fantasy type comic books like Thor and some of the ones that get, you know, kind of out there with their, instead of being just like a bitten by a radioactive spider, some of these are gods and aliens. So, hey. Then they can always find ways to bring them back.
I gotcha. So, okay, good.
And destroy things. All right. So that's it for the movies that are coming out. It should be an interesting season. The next two cup. Well, actually, I think they got plans up to 2021 for superhero movies. So,
I mean, they're not going to stop. They're the most popular thing right now. They draw a ton of money.
Oh yeah.
They're just going to keep building.
Even the ones they don't think are going to draw money. Even the bad ones draw money.
But, bad ones. So like Batman, Superman.
Oh yeah. Everybody kept. I wanted it to be good, but
well, yeah, you go in, you want it to be good,
and it didn't turn out to be though. But yeah, and that's a lot of people. You know, they want to see these movies, and they want to see them done right too. So yeah, I think this coming up, we got a whole bunch of great team ups. We got a whole bunch of great individuals. Hey, it's just going to be an interesting time for movies. However, let's talk about movies that have come out real quick.
Yes, movies that you've been checking out.
Yeah, I've been checking out. I've been every time I try to convince you into going to see some of these.
The thing is, you just live so far. I feel like I would go to these movies if I was going with you. You know?
True. Good point. Good point. It would be for
especially
you an
if
hour
you
drive.
Give me some sort of discount.
An hour
if you
drive.
Give me a discount, man, I'm in. We need to go to one of these Tuesday spots.
Yeah.
Isaac, you can't come, man. Some bro bonding time.
Just, actually, there are times when I've wanted to see a movie again, and I saw it. I'm like, I know, but I want to go, you know, like Wonder Woman. I wanted to see that one more than once, and only didn't get a chance to.
Right.
But, man, it was just... I don't like going to movies by myself, so...
See, I actually don't mind. I got a good going-to-movie-by-yourself story.
Uh-oh.
So, have you ever checked out Get Him to the Greek?
Is that the one with,
Russell Brand.
Russell Brand, yeah. Is that, mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw the previews, I never saw the movie.
Right. Okay, so Russell Brand plays a rock star. They're trying to get him to do an anniversary show at the Greek Theater, which is where his first big show was. Anyways... It's the whole point of the movie. Anyways, super excited about it. I'm a big Russell Brand fan. I like Jonah Hill, two main characters of the movie.
Right.
P. Diddy's in it. He does a great performance. Anyway, I was so excited when this movie came out. I was recently single. I had just broken up with my girlfriend, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go see this movie by myself. I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
Standing in line, and right in front of me are these group of four young men, like probably 10, 11, 12-year-olds, right?
Okay.
One of them farts. And they all giggle. So I'm like, when do you guys freaking fart? And they just start laughing. They're like, yeah, blah, blah. Well, The Grudge had just come out at that time.
Uh-huh.
They, one of them turned around and said, hey, man, can you get us into The Grudge? I'm like, you know what, sir? Yes, I can. Got all four of them little bastards into The Grudge. But what's fucked up about this story is that there was a couple right in front of them. It was a little like hipster kid / gothic kid couple, like probably like 14, 15 years
right.
old. The girlfriend, who was not very attractive, I mind you, turns around and she goes, are you here alone? I was like, my buddy's meeting me here in a couple minutes. She's like, that's so sad. She turned around and was like, fuck you.
Wow.
You're ugly anyway. So that's my go to the movie alone
story.
See,
that's why I don't want to go to the movies alone.
You don't want people to make fun of you?
I did go see some movies, some with Isaac, and actually all of them with
some
Isaac.
Some with and without. Oh, no, he was there for all of them?
Yeah, I don't go by myself.
Gotcha. Well, so, if you can get him for free, I don't know why he would not go.
But yeah, A War for the Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
Saw that one, and I love what they're doing with the reboot, and they're doing it, you know, right. They got Andy Serkis playing Caesar with the face capture thing going on.
So you're a fan of this version of the Apes series.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here's the one problem I had with it. And I think this was like three movies ago. I want to say it was the first one that James Franco was in. And it was Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Right.
And I understand that Planet of the Apes is the main...
Right.
It's the franchise. You have to have that in there. But, hear me out. Rise of the... Planet of the Apes. Pretty repetitive, whereas the reason I'm saying this to you is because you and I, we do a lot of ads together,
mm-hmm.
and one of the things we always aim to take out is any repetitiveness, right?
Right.
It's one of both of our pet peeves. So what
especially
I'm saying is...
down to 30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds. Very crucial. So what I'm saying is, what if it was just Rise of the Apes? Boom!
No.
I think that's a way better f***ing title, man! Rise of the Planet of the... I hate that shit. But I get it. But I get it.
Leave it out the main part that's going to make you money.
Yeah.
The Planet of the Apes. Yeah. And I was a huge fan of the original series, too, growing up. Man, I loved those. In fact, I got all of them on DVD, and I watch them every once in a while.
Really? So the first ever ones you got those? Okay.
And I even got some of the TV series. I lost a couple of the DVDs.
So let me ask you a question. When it transitioned from tapes to DVDs, I have a feeling you have a large collection of DVDs.
You do, actually, yes.
Usually every week, I'd buy 1 to 2 movies.
Right.
When you get that paycheck, boom, I'm grabbing a DVD, dog. Right,
yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So I've got like...
Yeah, why rent them when you can have them?
Because we didn't do that back then, right? Everything wasn't streaming.
Right. Now it's like, I got all these...
You don't need them.
Nope.
You don't need them.
Except for Planet of the Apes original series. It's hard to find it online anyway.
I got you. Yeah, there are things that are hard to find online.
Yeah, there are, too.
I actually... I've been watching a few DVDs myself lately.
Ah, see? All right, so let's see here. So Planet of the Apes, it's continuing the storyline. The war begins, and the Apes win. Sorry, spoiler. But then again, if you know anything about the series, you know it's going to be a Planet of the Apes.
Right. Planet of the Apes, Mark Wahlberg was in a Planet of the Apes. I think that was there when they first remade it.
Oh, yeah, that was the horrible one.
Yeah. So Mark Wahlberg, let's talk about him for a second. His movies are either really good or really, really bad.
Yeah.
That's what I've noticed about him. Like, so I didn't like it. His Planet of the Apes, I thought it was terrible. But Boogie Nights, great movie.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else is he in? Like, the other guys. Transformers. I didn't see his version of Transformers.
Ooh, just good thing.
Just the Shia LaBeouf stuff.
Oh, that's even worse.
but he's in a handful of movies where it's just like, I'm good, man. Yeah, yeah. He was great in Departed, but he didn't have a huge role.
Yeah, he's got his
huge.
Moment. He's got to find the right
Lone Survivor. I'm a huge dude. That movie.
Awesome. He's not made for the superhero type movies, I guess. So I think that's what I'm thinking.
Probably not.
But yeah,
Head was great.
So. This for Planet of the Apes, if they keep going with it, they're going to get some good stuff out of it because they've got it built up right.
So who's the main dude in Planet of the Apes?
You mean
is it James Franco?
No, not the ape. No, James Franco's not in it.
Is it a different lead every time?
Yeah.
Okay.
It has been. Woody Harrelson's this one, and he plays a crazy guy.
That's awesome.
And it's not like
big Woody Harrelson fan.
Are you? Well, he'll love him in this. It's like it's a combination of. His Natural Born Killers and...
Man, what a movie.
Yeah.
What a movie. That came out when I was a kid, dude, but I still know how good it is.
It's still good today. There's some things that are dated in it, though. But yeah, I mean, he plays a great enemy, or bad guy.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's what he does in this movie. Well, let's talk about something else that I think... Actually, it's out of my realm. If Eric were here, we'd be hearing his review for sure, but... Game of Thrones came out.
Yes, Game of Thrones. We're on episode number 2, man.
Oh, man. Well, I understand that episode number 3, the preview for that, got people all in knots, but we'll talk about that in a moment. But I watched the first season, 2 seasons, actually.
Okay.
And it just got to me to be way political. I've watched you watch a couple episodes, and I saw that one of them had, like, dragons and wolves and...
Yeah, so one of the things
to be like that.
Yeah, one of the things that we talked about is that these last few seasons have been very magical, we'll say.
Yeah.
When you were into it, it was more establishing who was who, where at, what were some of the wars or what were some of the battles, stuff like that. So yeah, mm-hmm. you were during a very political time of the show, but since then it's become more mystical. I guess is what we'll call it.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, man. So I think that you should. It's definitely worth the dive back in. You know what I mean? I mean, it's Game of Thrones. There's a reason it has such a huge following.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's worth getting back into.
I got bored with catching politics.
And it is one of those shows that can start a little slow like that.
Yeah.
I mean, for the first season, that last episode is what got that season. Who would have thought they were going to kill Ned Arch Stark?
Yeah.
Also, spoiler alert if you haven't seen season 1. But really, like, going to be the king. We're like, hell yeah, Ned. That the Stark's awesome. And nope, cut his head off.
No happy ending in this one. That's one thing I noticed. Is like, hardly any happy endings. I don't know. Is there any of the... No. No happy endings in this
No,
series.
There's a lot of disappointment.
It's funny because...
And this season already started off with some main characters getting killed.
Yeah, and I understand this season also is one with... where they're actually going away from the books. They're done with the books. This season is...
Yeah, which is good.
They're writing their own stories.
Okay.
So it'd be interesting. Why do you like it?
Why do I like it? Well, what do they say? Come for the boobs, stick around for the storyline?
In the first few seasons, man, there was so much nudity and on some very attractive women.
Of course.
And but, dude, honestly, I stuck around for the storyline. I really did. I mean, it was... I actually, one night, I used to work second shift, and what I would do is I would get home from work, I would eat a bunch of food real quick while I, you know, we had like a free preview mm-hmm. of HBO that weekend, and I actually just accidentally checked out, like, I want to say it was like season 5 or 6, like episode 7 of season 5, and I was like, oh, I got to watch the show. This is awesome.
Wow.
And so, and I literally just, I went back, I started at number 1, watched all the way through. Wow. Caught up to that season. Like, I went after yeah. this, dude, with a binge watch. Just went after it. Had a lot of free time at that time. but, dude, and I finally caught up. I also went on vacation, so I knocked out, like, 3 seasons on vacation, like, when it would rain.
Oh, wow.
I just slapped the headphones in, opened the computer. Yep. My wife said, hey, maybe get off the computer. I'm like, I'm watching Game of Thrones. Sorry. But, dude, it got me.
Wait, do I still have the boobs?
Oh, there's still a lot of boobs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I just thought it was, I don't know, like you said, I got in the wrong, yeah, where would I pick up if I were to want to pick it up
again? Dude, just pick up right where you left off.
Really?
I mean, there's, the thing about Game of Thrones is it's very callbacky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what happened in season 1 that affects what, who just got killed?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is, man. It's very, you got to look back, something's always related to something, you got to pay very close attention.
Mm.
Like, that's one of the things, rewatching the first 3 seasons with my wife during her maternity leave, I loved it because, one, she was getting into a show that we could both watch together.
Right, right.
And two, I have to rewatch, catch some things that I missed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so. Now, does she like it?
She does. So, funny story about this. So, we went to the hospital basically a night early.
Okay.
She was feeling sick all day, and she was going to be induced on Wednesday night, and she was feeling sick all day on Tuesday. So, like, well, why don't you just come in? And we got there, and they're like, okay, we're checking you in or admitting you. They admitted us.
Right.
But nothing happened. So they induced her the following morning at like 3 a.m. or something like that.
Yep.
But we had a lot of time to just hang out in her room. And I was like, hey, I'm gonna pull up. I just downloaded HBO Go for just signed up for the free trial.
Right.
Right. And got it. I made her watch one episode. She hated it. She actually cussed me out. She's like, because she's feeling very insecure. She's very pregnant. And there's a lot of naked women
in the first
episode.
Yeah.
She's like, you just watch this for the boobs, blah, blah, blah. And then we watched a different show after that. And then I was like, you know what? I was like, that's kind of boring. You want to check out episode 2? Fine. And got her to watch 3 full seasons, my man.
Oh, interesting.
So she backed off. She's like, you know what? She's like, I'm glad I gave it a chance because I really do like it. And it is more about the story. But just, you know, episode 1. Ton of nudity.
That sounds like that took a lot of people when it came out. I remember a controversy about it. It's like, wow, that's all it's about. So,
but the thing I like about it is also the main characters get naked.
Yeah,
bada boom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. So, Game of Thrones season 7.
So season 7. So good. Let's talk. Let's talk about season 7.
Okay.
So season 7 started off pretty slow.
Really?
Now the first episode, I had to watch it in chunks.
Is that the one with what's his name, the singer?
Yes, Ed Sheeran is in the first episode,
right,
sitting around a campfire, singing, who would have guessed?
Yeah.
I actually thought he was going to die, because Arya is a badass now. She was one of the youngest Starks, you know, the ugly little girl that liked to be the boy. Okay, well, she's a certified badass now. She's come so far along in her story's progression. She's just the best. She's an assassin, basically.
Okay.
And she meets these guys, and she's like, you can see her assessing them. All their swords are hanging on over there on the tree, not on their waist. And so she's just sizing these dudes up because he's sitting in a group of soldiers. And they're like, well, what are you going up there for? She goes, I'm going to kill the queen. And they all just laugh, and then it cuts away. And I'm like, she didn't kill him. I just wanted her to kill that dude. But it started off very slow. Episode 2, finally. 45 minutes into episode 2, there's finally a battle, a big fight.
Okay.
The uncle, the Greyjoy uncle, he runs into no spoilers. But there's a big fight at the end, and you're gonna be disappointed in one of the characters.
Uh-oh.
That's for another episode. I don't want to ruin it for any Game of Thrones. Usually I'm a spoiler guy, but you're gonna be very disappointed in this part of the episode with one of the characters.
But the trailer for the next episode, though.
Trailer for the next episode has Jon Snow finally meeting Khaleesi, which is huge. That's a huge spot.
It does show that there's going to be a battle between the Unsullied and the Lannisters. Crazy spot right there. I'm kind of wondering what happened to get up to that point. But it did show, you know what, no spoiler there. But dude, I'm pretty excited about episode 3. It looks like it has some momentum building. Because the first one was definitely slow. The second one, the build-up was really, really slow. Until about 45 minutes in, and it really picked up at the end. That was definitely nice.
Cool. All right.
But dude, jump back in.
I got some
jump
back in.
I know, but the thing is, 1 hour each day.
All right, so that's it for, I guess, movies and recommendations. I will say that I guess the next movie... I'm going to go see Valerian, and I'll have a review for
that. We should try to lock something down real quick.
And,
pull up Eagle Theater real quick. Man, let's see if we can't come together on one for tomorrow. Oh, but they got some of those little midday matinees, man, if you want to sneak on one for a little bit.
I'd love that.
Dude, could we swing it?
Well, I'm going to go see that tonight. With myself.
Oh, you're going to go see it tonight?
I'm going to make him go tonight.
Okay. Dude, would you want to get crazy and go see Dunkirk?
I would be interested in it. Yeah, I am interested in watching it. It's like,
but you'd have to see the 720 though, wouldn't you? Could you see the 445? Yes. Yeah, sign us out. Let's get out of here.
Let's bankroll this. Dude.
So we're gonna have to go see something together. All right, but still, I'm gonna go see Valerian. I'm excited about this. I'm surprised it flopped on its opening weekend.
Really?
Yeah, 17 million.
So who is that main character chick? Because she's in a lot of movies. I used to think she was a model.
Maybe.
Should I have said main character chick? Is that shitty to say about someone? Cara Delevingne. Towns, okay. Suicide Squad, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was Enchantress from Suicide Squad.
Yeah, bro.
Okay. All right, but anyway.
She's in a D. Antwood something.
Oh, no.
Ugly Boy. She's in the Ugly Boy video. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, all right. So thanks again, Eagle Theater, for providing the cool atmosphere.
I'll see you tomorrow, Eagle Theater. Holler at your boy. Free popcorn. What?
We are going on the free popcorn Tuesday night.
What is the deal? Oh, so I should bring a bowl with me?
Yeah, well, or do they Thursday? Serve? Hold on. Let's find out what their specials are.
Let's find out what their specials are.
Bargain
for
Tuesday.
Bargain Mission Tuesday.
Ticket, medium drink, medium popcorn, $12.50. But the Thursday, that is the day to go. They have the free popcorn Thursday.
Free popcorn Thursday. Holler at your boy. Just bring your own bowl.
Yep. And I've seen some pretty good sized bowls brought in.
Dude, I'm excited.
You don't have to get refills. But they have free refills once you do get whatever you have. So. That's the best part about Eagle Theater. So you can get a small and just keep going back 5,000 times during the movie.
Yeah, but that would suck.
True. That's why I like Thursdays when you bring your own bowl. All right, so that's it for the Nerd Up Podcast this week. Brett, thanks for joining me once again.
Hey, again,
Brett_Hartman on Twitter, Brett Hartman on Facebook, the Crossover Sports Podcast.blogspot.com, or on your podcast app if you have iTunes. Hit me up, man. Let's talk about some sports. If you got a buddy that plays sports, still listens to sports, Send them my way.
All right. And if they can even spell sports.
Yeah, if they can spell sports, they got it.
But anyway, yeah, thanks for sticking around. And we're going to be talking with some people from Comic-Con, or, well, the Crawford County Comic-Con coming up. And we're going to be doing a series on local comic book stores.
Local comic book stores. Holler at your boys.
Find out why they're still relevant and what they're doing to keep it that way. So as we say at the end of every podcast, oh, by the way, I'm Gil T. Wilson. You can reach me on Twitter at Gil Wilson.
Plug the merch!
And then don't forget, nerduppodcast.com. You got to have that t-shirt. You look cool. And like I say at the end of every single episode, stay nerdy.
Stay nerdy, nerds. Nerd up.